You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Presented by the Salvation Army. Join the fight for good and donate by saying, Alexa, make a donation to the Salvation Army, if you're listening with Alexa. Or go to SalvationArmyUSA.org to make a gift. Snapchat Dysmorphia and the Real Dangers of Perceived Flaws by Jonathan Keats. Snapchat dysmorphia. Noun. A fixation on perceived flaws in one's appearance, caused by seeing too many filtered photos. People used to show up in plastic surgeons' offices with photos of movie stars asking for Angelina's lips or John Hamm's chin. Today they come with selfies, asking to look like themselves. Not the human selves that mock us all in fitting room mirrors, of course, but the sparkling, digitally embellished versions that increasingly populate our social feeds. On platforms like Snapchat and Instagram, users now routinely deploy filters and tools like Facetune for selfie improvement, fashioning reflections that better capture their true inner beauty. Swipe away acne or wrinkles, swipe again for big, soulful eyes, a thinner nose. You can even change the shape of your face. Such fixes used to be just for glamour shots of celebrities, but nowadays, with flawless skin and symmetrical faces all over social media, the beautiful people are our peers. It's enough to give you a complex. In fact, doctors have begun to speak of Snapchat dysmorphia, an obsession with normal imperfections that, for teens especially, can cause real harm. And it's driving many to seek surgery in hopes of editing their faces IRL like they do on their phones. Snap Inc. can't be thrilled to have its name on a new mental disorder, a brand hijacking almost as bad as the one Hormel suffered with Spam. Its response? Lighten up. Filters are just a fun tool for personal expression. Yep, all good fun. Until your kid comes home from the surgeon with permanent deer face.